A man from Highland was arrested by Thayer police Saturday on a Virginia warrant. 40-year-old Samuel J. Bieber was arrested on a Prince George County, Virginia warrant for 4 felony counts of the purpose of a sex act with a minor and 5 felony counts of possession of child pornography. He's being held in the Thayer jail. The Lawrence County Sheriff's Office reports recovering a stolen vehicle Friday evening. According to reports, the Sheriff's Office received a report of a stolen Cadillac SUV in Powhatan. The vehicle was spotted by an Arkansas State Police trooper who pursued the vehicle on Lawrence County Road 264 and 265 before losing contact with the vehicle. The vehicle was later discovered abandoned on Lawrence County 219. No further information has been released at this time. A Mountain Home man was arrested Saturday evening. 39-year-old Nicholas Thomas Koskinen was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, fentanyl, with the purpose of delivery, possession of a Schedule 1 or 2 controlled substance, meth or cocaine, felony possession of drug paraphernalia, felony fleeing, resisting arrest, driving while suspended, DWI, possession of an instrument of crime, possession of a Scheduled 6 controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, no insurance, reckless driving, no seatbelt, probation violation, and parole violation. His bond was set at $25,000. A Mountain Home woman was arrested on felony drug charges Sunday. 36-year-old Krista Marie Johnson Webster was arrested Sunday evening on charges possession of a Scheduled 1 or 2 controlled substance, meth or cocaine, possession of drug paraphernalia, and bond revocation. She's being held in Baxter County Detention Center without bond. An Ozark County man was arrested after allegedly stealing a camper trailer and threatening to kill the victim for reporting it to the sheriff's office. Jamie Carrillo was arrested after the camper was found in an RV park in Bakersfield. Carrillo was arrested and booked for theft and harassment first degree. The Missouri State Highway Patrol reports several injury accidents over the weekend. Sunday afternoon, 2 people were injured in an accident south of Licking. The patrol says that a 57-year-old woman from Licking suffered serious injuries and a woman from Oklahoma suffered moderate injuries when their SUV failed to negotiate a curb, traveled off the road, and hit a tree. Friday evening, a woman from Donovan suffered serious injuries when the vehicle she was in ran off the road and hit a tree. That accident happened on County Road 523 north of Poplar Bluff. And a Mountain View man suffered minor injuries when he hit a deer on Highway 160 south of South Fork Friday evening. How Oregon Electric Cooperative has made a donation to Wreaths Across America program. National Wreaths Across America Day is an event held in more than 3,000 local communities each December. It's a day where volunteers of all ages, demographics, and backgrounds gather to place live balsam veterans wreaths on the headstones of our nation's heroes, joining together to say each of their names out loud one more time, and in doing so, keeping their memories alive. Wreaths Across America's mission is to remember the fallen, honor those that serve and their families, and teach the next generation the value of freedom is year-long and carried out by individuals finding a way to serve in their communities. The Kabul School District has received national recognition as one of the strongest school communities in the country. With the American Education Week on the horizon, ProCare Therapy, a leading source for school-based therapy and educational support, is excited to share Kabul School District has made the top 10 list of their strongest school community competition. Designed to recognize and celebrate the incredible school communities that go above and beyond to foster exclusive, empowering environments where students and staff alike can thrive despite obstacles. Nominated schools were chosen based on their dedication for creating supportive spaces for students, both in and out of the classroom.